Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Let's go to God in God's name.
Let's God go the mighty hand cloud.
Ngatumwe baza oraba weriza bavude waguru.
As we thank him for the ministers of left.
Nabi Deborah.
Prophet Deborah.
Awamu one musumba Gloria Glory.
The pastor Gloria Glory.
No musumba Bible.
The Bible reader Pastor Ivan. Yes.
We add God
the mighty hand cloud.
Atutegeka.
He prepares us.
And they are
going to begin to choose you there, your city.
Bishops
will come, anyone they will find. Come prepare us for the service we are moving into.
You've
not clapped for yourself.
There are
weeks they are going to be coming.
And
it's you of the day.
Your
interpreter you will choose out there. We all we are going to minister. And we all are meant to minister.
We're
going to be chosen. They come here, minister to us, prepare us. We don't train and prepare followers here. Not. Followers of Jesus are not here. They are out in religions. In the false beliefs out there. Even the false salvation. When we come in true salvation, we have disciples of Jesus Christ. Those who have been taught
and
committed with his words and faithfulness to be able to spread them. Yes. Now anytime, remember every bishop who stood before here and the interpreter, people they have to groom out in the congregation. When they come choose you out, you come on the pulpit, we move on. That you and it will be you. Yes. Have we agreed well? Yes. Everyone stood, raised up another.
You two, when you
go back, you begin to mark who you raise up. So
we don't say
the people in the congregation
that
you cannot stand here. You can. But God puts
us
who lead and we all stand up together. Yes. That's why they start. Though they are so high elevated, they don't dawn to the morning except the sun. And again, though the sun gives much light, it does not lighten in the night. It remains the moon. No one urges everyone to stand where they are made to stand.
Amen.
And there are times when it comes, and the moon we don't see it, and now we see stars, and they give light from far. Everyone where they are, they have to demonstrate their work.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But as we prepare ourselves, for the month will be September, we begin revival or the resurrection. Revival and restoration of all things. Is it not that time has come?
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But as it is that where we go, we are going to minister with gifts and callings, basing in our gifts, even the calling. This time, we want to know your gift falls in
office
of God the Father
kigwa mu ministry ya Katonda kigambo.
Falls in the ministry of God the Word.
Oba kigwa mu unity ya Katonda omoyo
mutukufu. Oh, it falls in unity of God the Holy Spirit.
Mm.
Yes.
The bishop understood that our deacons.
Bishops and the deacons already began.
Era bama labagenda kujeyo bayitemu.
When they finish, you're going to come in the congregation, pass through.
Uino kukakasa kirabo tono kuitwa bigwawa.
Prove your gift and calling the fall where.
Wanji,
are we together?
Katinja kuwe chigambo cha magezi.
I want to give you a word of wisdom again.
Chile to kutegera.
Brings understanding.
Achilimu kutesha kwa Katonda.
And it has the counsel of God.
Achijudamani.
And it's filled of power.
Achilimu omusano ogwokumanya.
And it has light of knowledge.
Langa chile to kutya mukama.
And it brings the fear of God.
Achita moyo mutukufu.
That's seen through the Holy Spirit.
Moyo wa mukama.
The Spirit of the Lord.
Yesu yabazibwenyu.
Praise Jesus much.
Njaga kutusume kukodi eziraga.
I want to see the codes which show the gift and the callings you have where it falls. Yes.
Code chandibadde chi ubonero.
The codes.
Code oba chito ubonero.
The codes.
Eziraga ekirabo nokuyitibwako
wegwa. Which show your gift and your calling where they fall.
Mu office ya Katonda kitaffe.
Office of God the Father.
Ministry ya Katonda kigambo.
In ministry of God the Word.
Oba.
Oh.
Muyinti ya Katonda moyo mutukufu.
In unit of God the Holy Spirit.
Mm.
Yes.
Kubanga.
Because.
But why tusumano mbarumi.
As we read in Romans.
Mbarumi esuleni yekuminebi.
Romans chapter 12.
Iye. Tuhara man Katonda chitafi.
We saw that God the Father, He has gifts He gives. Let's first read the first Corinthians chapter 12. Verse 28. First Corinthians chapter 12 verse 28.
Era Katonda yassaawo mu kanisa abalala. Okusooka abatume. Abookubiri bannabbi. Abokusatu abayigiriza nate ab'ebyamagero nate ebirabo ebyokuwonyanga abayimbi abafuga nti abakulembeze n'abogezi b'ennimi.
And God has set some in the church, first apostles, secondly prophets, third teachers, after that miracles, then gifts of healings, helpers, administrators, various kinds of tongues. Yes.
Katonda kitaffe.
God the Father.
Yagabe ebirabo n'okuyitibwa.
He gave gifts and the callings.
N'emirimu.
Even the works.
Ngabwe tuulidde mu Bakolinso ekisoka 12.
As we've had in the first Corinthians chapter 12. Verse 28.
Naye osobola otegeera otya?
But how can you understand?
Ng'ekirabo kyo kigwa mu ofiisi ya Katonda kitaffe.
That your gift falls in office of God the Father. Because when it begins in Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2,
agamba bwati,
he says like this.
Romans
chapter 12, verses
1. Okuwanga emibiri gyammwe, saddaake namu, entukuvu, esanyusa Katonda, kwe kuweleza kwa mmwe kwa magezi.
I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Verse 2.
Sote mufananyizibwanga ng'emirembe gino, naye mukyusibwenga olw'okufuula amagezi gammwe amaggya, mulyoke mukemenga bwebiri Katonda by'ayagala, ebirungi, ebisanyusa, ebituufu.
And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
Mm, yes, yebazibwenyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Kwigamba.
Now to say,
atwegayira nnyo.
He beseech us.
Weye mibiri jaffe.
We give, present our bodies.
Sadake namu.
A living sacrifice.
Weye mibiri jaffe Katonda.
We present our bodies to God.
Sadake namu.
A living sacrifice.
Kwe kuweleza kwa fukwa magezi.
It's our reasonable service.
Atufananyizibwa mirembe
gino. We do not conform to this world.
But we
renewed our minds
to know
that God the Father, which He accepts and He wills.
Yes. He has a
measure of grace of the gift that He gave. But how can you understand?
How
can you understand where it falls? Yes. Because when He speaks in the verse
4,
He says like this.
Romans chapter
12, verse 4.
Kuba, nga bwe tulina ebitundu ebingi mu mubiri ogumu, naye ebitundu byonna tebirina mulimu gumu.
For as we have many members in one body, and all members have not the same office. Yes.
Uganda, office.
Uganda, you correct, put office.
God
the Father gives and the callings gives. They fall in the office.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But they have what we call their codes. Which indicate that these gifts fall in the office of God the Father. And if you want to understand, and you want to understand those codes, you go back and check that when you are given a gift, let's say God the Father, when He gives you be apostle, and it is the gift, then He gives you the calling, and you are a messenger of His word. Again, He has to give you a work of planting it always. Yes. Planting it always. And you have to uproot whatever you never planted. They have sent you that you plant as a messenger of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But
there
are codes which make up that gift.
What we saw,
all the signs for the gift. First of all, it's like a device.
Instrument.
A device. And it is packed in with its components very well to be able to work well. In the 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 6, if you want to check the signs or the codes, gifts fall in the office of God the Father,
there's
the one they call operation, which was attached on those
games. It's
the code you pass through to check. Let's read, we say.
1
Corinthians chapter 12, verse 6.
Era waliwo enjawulo ez'okukola, naye Katonda ali omu.
And there are diversities of workings, but it is the same God who works all in all. Verse
7.
Let's go back to verse
6.
1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse
6. Enjawulo ez'okukola, naye Katonda ali omu.
And there are diversities of workings, but it is the same God who works all in all. There are diversities of workings. Diversities of workings. But they say God is one.
The same
who works in all. In some Bibles in English, and there are diversities of operating, different operations.
Aha. Iyo jenina nukugundi ya gamba, kusimu ya gamba. 1 Corinthians 12 verse 6.
Aba kulinse chisoka sura ya 12 olunyirwa mukaga.
And there are diversities of operations.
Era bwangu njawulo ezokola.
But it is the same God which works all in whole.
Ne katonda yomwa kola byonna byonna.
Kati bwetu batwagala.
Now if you want
oguzura code
to discover the code
obubonero
or the signs.
Obulaga ebirabo bya ebigwa mu office ya Katonda
Kitaffe. Which your gift fall in the office of God the Father.
Now okusobola okwetegera wogwa.
You to realize yourself where you fall.
Ogena mu kigambo eki kitwa operation.
You go in that word called operation.
Nti abantu abatambulira mu birabo ebyo biva mu office ya Katonda Kitaffe.
Moving by gifts come from office of God the Father.
Babira bo operator.
They are operators.
Erich gambe ejo.
In that word.
Bo kiteka mu dictionary.
When you log in the dictionary.
Chikuwe bigambo nga bino.
It gives you words like this.
Chigamba.
It says.
Chisoka.
The first.
The method by which a device performs its functions.
Enkola echuma mwechito okola emirimu jacho.
Kati chetugeza kukugamba.
Now what we try to tell you.
Chechirabo cho chibanga chuma.
Your
device kutereddwa.
Like a device put in you.
Wanji. Na yenga.
But.
Chirina system mwechito kukola.
Has a system it passed through to work.
Yee.
Yes.
Yes, you have as well.
Praise Jesus, man.
Kwa boteka mwe chigambo operation.
Now, if you look what operation in your dictionary.
Kwa kuwa okuvu nwabagamba.
Interpretation
the method by which a device performs its functions.
Enkola echuma mwechita okole mirimu jacho.
Yee.
Yes.
Chitegeza katonda wuyari ya kuwa. Wabanga katonda chitafu ya kuwe chidabu.
If God the Father is one who give you gifts.
Achiteka mu, achiteka kwa ubonero.
He attach on the code.
Nena ambika.
Even the signs.
Kutusoporo chizu lila danchino chigua mufisi. Ya Katonda Kitaffe.
Through which we can discover either this falls in office of God the
na
Father.
Na yachirabo mugwe.
But the gift in you.
Chibanga device oba chibanga
like a device.
Echume ekikoleddwa obulungi.
A machine which is built up well.
Nga erina obusobozi.
It has ability.
Obukola
which operates.
Echo chichito che kwegamba chichitesawo
that function by which you will put there.
Kakati bubo yagala okutegeera ebisingawo.
If you want to understand more,
ugena mu kigambo function.
You go in the word function.
Ikuga chiteekebwa nga kiina obuvunaanyizibwa.
Put there it has to function.
Kati Katonda yakose kigambo operation.
Now God used the word operation.
Nti waliwo engeri z'okuoperatinga ez'okukola.
The diversities of operation and working.
Naye Katonda aliomu.
But God is the same.
Agezaako okulaga.
Trying to show you.
Nti tusobola okugoberera ekirabo ekyo.
That we can follow up that gift.
Ne tumanya kigwa mu office ya Katonda Kitaffe.
And we know it falls in office of God the Father.
Ne tumanya obuvunaanyizibwa bwakyo.
And we know its responsibility.
Tusobola okulaba obadde okitambuliramu.
We can see you the way you have been moving by it.
Kubanga bw'ogenda mu function is.
For when
you go okola mu kirabo ekyo.
Functions you meant to do in that gift.
Batugamba.
They tell us.
Obera ne chetwandise aim. Ekisuka.
You have an aim.
What something does or is used for. Aim, intention, purpose, role, and use. Kwegamba tukukebera mu bigenderwa.
Now we check you in the aims. If you move by that gift, what are the intentions and the aims you are aiming at?
Mugasochi.
What purpose?
Lolo.
What is the role?
You play?
How have you been using it?
I never
understood.
Of course, abantu bangi baagala ebirabo.
Because many people want gifts.
Era abantu bayana ne bagamba Katonda tuwe ebirabo.
People yearn, say, God, give us gifts. Even the callings and the workings.
God,
the Father, when he give you gift and the calling, even the work.
You
put it in the operating system.
It's
an operation you are going to in the world.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And when we are trying to check it, to prove it falls in that office, we check the aims. The aim of that gift.
But
when God gives you the intentions and aims he aims
Christ,
too, when he gives us aimings, what he aims at.
Even the
Holy Spirit, when he gives us what he aims at. Now, the intention of them, the role, purpose,
the purpose,
role,
role,
n'enkozesa, tubitunuulira.
We use at them the way you use them.
Oyize okuba bulijjo baddawe.
Maybe always you've been there. And you say, me, how will I understand whether my gift fall in office of God the Father? The easiest way
is
to go in the English Bibles. The
1 Corinthians
chapter 12, verse
6.
The Bible which says that there are diversities of operations, but the same God working in all. If you log in, they explain to you one of what you should know on your gifts. It's like a device.
It's
like an instrument put there to fulfill a certain role. People say, what gifts? What is the gift in me? What is that? Is it not that? Anyone who thought about it?
Ask,
what is the gift in me? I said it's like a device. Manufactured to have a role it fulfills. In that functioning or role, they are the purpose.
Intention,
purpose,
role, and role. Use.
Nebyo chikozesa.
Ontegede bulungi. Nti katonda takuwa kirabo nga tekirina kigendererwa.
That God never give you a gift without a purpose of it.
Kigendwa yemu ne role.
The role, aim, purpose, intention, they are the same. They are all the same. Praise Jesus
so
much. Now that's why we tell you, concerning spiritual gifts, we do not want you to be ignorant.
But
if you don't know it, so you will discover it.
You
don't know what is it in your life.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. When he begins with us, 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 1, he says this.
1
Corinthians chapter 12, verse 1.
Kale no, abooluganda, ebyebirabe by'omwoyo, sagala mwe obutabitegeera.
Now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I would not have you ignorant. Concerning spiritual gifts, does not need us be ignorant of them. For a gift is given you, yet you don't know what has been given you. Yet we've told you, according to 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 6,
that's like
an operation system given you.
Device.
A device. Or a device made to fulfill the purpose and intentions of God. To fulfill the aims.
What do you say? Intention, purpose, role, and use.
Yes.
Yes.
Praise Jesus much. So these intentions, one of where we best see the fallen office of God the Father, is the second definition of this function.
Chibera a professional or an official position. Professional or an official position. Kwe gamba, obanga, echirabu, echao, echivam katunda chitafu.
The gift comes from God the Father.
Chiri kumutindo guaba professor.
It's on a level of professors. For it's official. It's in the office. You are in a position where you are put. Be able to serve in the office of God the Father. As those who serve in the president's office. What you have to know, that gift first, it's like a device or an instrument. A device, an instrument.
A
device, an instrument. device which has been made to have intentions which it fulfills. Intentions of God that it fulfills. And he makes it
professional.
When it's professional.
When we
say something professional. And it's professional. Used in a professional way. You cannot do things which cause shame. You say you move in the gift of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. For God gives apostles, prophets,
but
he brings you a professional. And you are a professional. The gift has to work on levels of professionals.
For
a position is positioned you to best in work there, and it's official. Something official.
Confirmed by the
government.
Government.
It's officiated by heavenly government that you're going to move by that. Praise Jesus much. I want you to understand things of this gift. You might have it and you don't know what you have.
Because
it has a calling we saw it last time.
But
it has a gift you heard of it, you never knew it. Are we together?
The
brethren ask
there. Yes.
Understood the gift of teacher, pastor. But what is it? If you're found by any person, ask you, what is this gift in you? To differ from your spirit, differ from your soul, and to differ from your body.
This
gift, what is it?
Oh,
it's joined also new, but what is it? What were you to answer that person before?
We
said he does not want us to be ignorant. You must know it. Not in the name of a pastor. But what exactly is it? What is this gift of a pastor? What
this
God has put in me and given?
It is a gift.
For chino chirabo. It's a gift. As they give you
gifts.
What kind of gift is this?
That
how does it look and appear? Every gift is wrapped.
No,
we have to open it and see it. What kind of gifts? And the gift, it's not given you for working. There is something you've done. They don't buy it, first of all. You don't buy that gift. You, one given, you don't buy that gift.
The second,
you don't work for it. They just give it to you. Yeah, we understand what God freely gives us. Some of what he freely gives us, they are gifts.
You're
not allowed even to boast within it. But it means
it's
no value you can buy it with.
An
amazing device you can note. You cannot buy it. For the gift of God is not bought with money. In the Acts, it tells us that. Acts chapter
8.
When you sought the gift of God, you can buy it with money. You know, even the Holy Spirit is a gift. He said it is not bought. Acts say you be given the gift, the Holy Spirit.
Sure.
Now I'm pastor.
Na ye,
but being a pastor, what is it?
Chidabo,
it's a gift. How does it look like? They gave it to you, you are done what? That they freely gave me. You have a way you can boost over it. Act proud in it. For you work for it. No.
When
you find people, they are apostles. They are prophets.
But
maybe they became. Maybe they bought how much? Men. Concerning spiritual gifts, I don't want you to be ignorant.
Wanji,
are we together?
Tulifena. Kubanga nacho inzokuwa dina choto ina. Oina ngi njota chimani.
It you might have it, but you don't know. Perhaps you don't know it.
Ochi ina.
You have it.
Chicho orina.
What do you have?
Wakora wakatonda wakora yo mulimu chio
kuchipua. What work did you do before God that He gives you the gifts? But the gift is not like a reward. It's given, you've done nothing.
But what they have given is
very precious. So you've done something, you would have worked for it. You know you're here.
But you feel
pride is overtaking you. You're
going
to act pride, you don't know it. Because the some they say it.
Things
how I'm going to control them. Everyone is prophet and the pastor, each of them.
They tell you,
what are we going to boost over?
Wanji.
Acts chapter 8.
Acts chapter 8, verse 18.
Acts chapter 8, verse 18. And when Simon saw that through laying of one of the apostles' hands, the Holy Spirit was given, he offered them money. Verse
19.
Saying, give me also this power, that on whomsoever I lay hands, he may receive the Holy Spirit. Verse
20.
But Peter said unto him, your money perish with you, because you have sought that the gift of God may be purchased with money. Yes. The gift of God, you cannot buy it.
It's
a gift, it remains a gift. One who can buy it is one who gives it.
Is
one who knows its worth.
Wanji,
are we together?
Someone
is going to give a gift.
Can
you know the worth of it? They buy it on their own price, they know, and they just freely give it to you. And they expect you're going to use it well. Praise Jesus
much.
Now, our gifts, they have codes. For it's a device. A device which is made to have what it's meant to do.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And it is given us. And when we cannot buy it,
they
would have said we work for it. It's impossible. It's not bought with money. Now, as you're there, because you speak of all gifts that God the Father gives, we are looking at most of them today. But there are those that God the Son Jesus gives, even God the Holy Spirit. What
you
know on any gift, a spiritual gift, or even the natural gifts, that you're called to be a doctor,
you
do not have any worth you worked for it and paid it.
Yesu yebazi.
Praise Jesus much.
Era chikuwebwa.
And it's given you.
Okubako bichituukiriza.
To have things.
Bigerwa byaka tunabe chituukiriza.
Intentions of God it fulfills.
Eranga mukuchukua.
And in giving it to you.
Wacha chirisha mu office.
Why bring it through office?
Chibere professional.
That it will appear professional.
Ngochukua sibwa kumutindo.
And use it
at
a high level of standards. Lest you shame things not right in the gift of God. You know, let me give you an example.
You
bought for that woman a gift of a Gomez. Yes. Or that man.
You
buy him a suit. It's a gift. You find him in the garden.
They're
trying to clothe it and they are tilling the land with it. One who's given a gift
and
should not deprive the worth of it. But
he just mind you no mundu.
I didn't know this person is mad. But you see where trouble is.
Issues
of these spiritual gifts,
all
the natural gifts.
Is it the
trouble we have before God? Though a person's gift make room for him and see them with princesses,
but
what is this which make room for you? It is like what?
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So, campaign revival.
So as we go in campaign revival and restoration of all things,
that
God spoke to his prophets were there from the beginning. The Old and New Testament has no be known where it was, the way it should be, and the way they will be. Forever. If you first know that my gift and my calling, even my work, they are in office of God the Father. The first issue, my gift,
device.
It's a device.
Mulimi oruganda chifu chimanyi ninza chigamba ndia.
It's a device.
Computer. System. System.
A system given you. To have intentions of God that you fulfill. And in you, you have to know it.
It's
given you and it's meant to work in the professional way. The professional way. And it's official.
Government.
And heavenly government. It proves what you do. And you must know it. Though I would have met how much money, I was not able to buy it. Now, what would I have worked for God to give me this gift? And there's no way. I've explained in the Acts 8, chapter 8, verse
18
up to 20. Don't you think the gift of God, you can buy it with money?
It's nothing
you can do. That's why it's very bad to play within it. And I always tell you, never stop stirring up the gift given you. The second, the gifts and the callings of God, they are unchangeable. They never change.
He has
given you that device.
He's
given you a device.
Is
given you an instrument used to fulfill his intentions. But what did you think about it? You speak to their neighbor. Tell them, disciple of Jesus. Concerning this gift, did you know them or you just heard of them? And you moved by something you didn't know of. That's why you have degraded yourself. And you get what apostle. You make it a usual thing. Now let me tell you like this. That a human gift and their life, they are the same in value. For each two cannot be bought with money. Mates have prayed all along with something you never understood well. When God calls you, calls you in your gift, and he marks your calling, he marks your work, you know. He gives you for the lives of many. It alone can redeem lives of many. In worth, they are
equal.
Yeah, your gift is the same in value with your spirit. That's why there are words which charge you. Don't stop to stirring up the gift given you. Are we together? You speak to your neighbor. Tell them, me you see. I felt I'm a pastor, but I wonder, me to what I was given, I never knew it. I left the gift covered. I didn't open to see what had been given me. Now, one who gave you gift has come back to you. Open the gift, I tell you what I had given you.
Yes, we ever see when you
praise Jesus much. Open the gift and understood what was given you. But do you think you can buy it? Now let me ask.
Singa,
if they told us to work for this gift, that they be given us, what would we have done?
But
praise him, God. When he speaks in the First Corinthians chapter 2, verse 12, he says like this. First Corinthians chapter 2, verse 12. First Corinthians chapter 2, verse 12.
Na yefe tetuwawebwa mwoyo guwansi, wabulo mwoyo guferi katonda, tuyoke tegerenga katonda biyatuwa obuwa.
Now, we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit who is of God, that we may know the things that are freely given to us of God. Yes.
When
we spiritual things with the spiritual, we connect scripture with scripture. Remember what they tell us, their spirit. Now we are connecting those words. Able to understand what God freely gives us. Though no matter what we would have wanted to do, no one can get the gift of apostle or prophet or prophet. That's why he ended saying that you are freely given. You too freely give. Not power of healing alone. Even the gift you base in to heal, it is freely given you.
It's
not a price you can attach it.
Did you see the agami wano Matayo?
You know what he said in the Matthew?
Katisome tulabe.
Matayo esule yekumi nori nyurumu saanfu.
Matthew chapter 10 verse 7.
Bwemuba nga mutambula, mubulire nga mugamba nti wakabako bwomu guru, guna atero kutuka.
And as you go, preach saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
Olinyurumu naana.
Verse 8.
Mwonyenga abarwadde, muzukizenga abafu, mulongosenga abagenge. Mugobenga daimoni, mwawe wabuwa, namwe muwenga buwa.
Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out demons, freely you have received, freely give. Yes.
Echirabo.
The gift.
Echomoyo.
The spiritual gift.
No moyo mutuku funama.
Even the Holy Spirit and power.
Bituwe babuwa.
They are freely given us.
Era tugambiwa.
And we are told.
Yes, wewe mutumo tumidwa.
When an apostle has been sent.
Echirabo bachikuwa.
The gift has been given you.
Nebakuwa kuyitibwa.
Give you a calling.
Uli messenger.
You are a messenger.
Nebakuwa message.
They give you
message. Mitima jaba.
Plant in the hearts of people.
Leta buresi.
You freely bring.
Kuonya,
healing,
kora biya magero,
working miracles,
wasasurachi.
What did you pay?
Gutura bao.
Don't you see there?
Chikutebo ako kugama. Chikutebo akumoyo
go. It's attached to your spirit.
Barumi esure soko nyoye kumi noromo.
Romans chapter 1 verse 11.
Ayogera bwati.
It speaks like this.
Notubishome nanti ngatura ba.
This we started to see where gifts fall. I want you to understand it and know where it falls.
Romans chapter 1
verse 11.
Kubanga mbalumirwa okubalaba. Ndiyoke mbawe kuchinabo echomo oyo. Mliyoke mnyuezebwe.
For I long to see you that I may impart unto you some spiritual gift to the end you may be established. Yes.
Asoka kwe akuteke
mu it imparted in you.
Any device?
But you have a device imparted in you. And because one who brings them responsible of them is the Holy Spirit. He joins, attach them on our spirits.
And the
spirit himself with our spirit. It groans together, Abba Father. It's attached to your spirit. Why not in the body? The spirit and the body are controlled to each other. And this spirit is a spiritual gift.
So
it's still attached on your spirit. For it's a spiritual gift. Sure.
And
if you fail to overcome your body, the gift cannot pass through to work. It has ability. You as the spirit, you first overcome your body. And it never contradicts with the body, for they can contradict each other. As the body contradicts the spirit, the way contradict with the spirit, gift put on your spirit.
Somesa Eddie.
Teacher Eddie. Something you want to understand there. But I'm just passing through them.
You know,
this we studied in the first department of God's heavenly governments on the earth, where we studied the Holy Church.
Study
gifts fall in the office of God the Father, ministry of God the Word, the Son, which fall in unity of the Holy Spirit. But because we are moving on soon, what did you understand of them before we move on?
We
reached there and you two don't know what you have. You just introduced
yourself.
Me, Pastor Robin and Samson.
Bina,
Pastor.
Musumba chechi.
What is Pastor?
Why? Musumba.
Pastor. It's a gift. Shepherding. Shepherding of
understood.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
What is your work? Feeding the flock. But the other gift, what is it? Where is it on you?
oyamba otya kikole.
And how do you help that it works?
Osoka wangula mbili
kuteke wansi. First overcome the body, put it down.
Kwegomba kwagona buli kimu kyonna.
Lusts and everything of it.
Ekirabo kisobola vayo ne kikola bulungi nnyo.
Can come out and it works very well.
Necho kirina budde bwakuwakana na mubiri.
Has not attempt to contradict with the body. That's why many have died out there. And the body has become dangerous. Many pastors, apostles, prophets have fallen.
Yes,
have a gift, yet they don't know what they have. They don't know touched on the spirit, and the body is there to contradict both of them. Are we together? In the Romans chapter 5, verse 15 to 18, speaks this on the issue of the gifts. Romans chapter 5, verse 15.
Naye ng'okwonoona kuli bwe kwali, era n'ekirabo tekyali bwe kityo. Kuba obanga olw'okwonoona kw'omu abaafa bangi, okusinga ennyo ekisa kya Katonda. N'ekirabo olw'ekisa eky'omuntu oli omu Yesu Kristo kyasukkirira okubuna abangi.
So also is the free gift not like the offense. For if through the offense of one man, many are dead, much more the grace of God and the gift by grace, which is by one man, Jesus Christ, has abounded unto many.
Olinyo 16.
Verse 16.
Era nga bwe kwajja ku bw'omu eyayonoona, ekirabo tekyali bwe kityo, kubanga omusango gwava ku omu okusinga, naye ekirabo ne kiva mu byonoono ebingi okuweesa obutuukirivu.
So is the gift not like it was by one that sinned? For the judgment was by one to condemnation, but the free gift is of many offenses unto justification.
Olunyere 17.
Verse 17.
Kuba obanga olw'okwonoona kw'omu okufa kwafuga ku bw'omu okusinga ennyo abo abaweebwa ekisa ekisukkirivu n'ekirabo eky'obutuukirivu balifugira mu bulamu ku bw'oyo omu Yesu Kristo.
For if by one man's offense death reigned by one, much more they who receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one Jesus Christ.
Kale bwe kityo, ng'olw'okwonoona okw'omu omusango bwe gwasinga abantu bonna, bwe kityo olw'obutuukirivu obw'omu ekirabo kyali mu bantu bonna okuweesa obutuukirivu obw'obulamu.
Therefore, as by the offense of one, judgment came upon all men to condemnation, even so by the righteousness of one, the free gift came upon all men unto justification of life. Yes. The gift, it's free. It's not worked for.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. It's no way you work for it. But one of what you have to keep it for is to be that you know it. According to office of God the Father and the gifts and callings, they are called when they have an operation they're going to be doing. If they are brought as the operating system, they have intentions to fulfill. God's intentions that they are going to fulfill. But they move in a professional way. You must know of them. You're prepared well to work and move in them. Because they are officially positions. God's heavenly government proves them well.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Yes, you have been.
Praise Jesus much.
Kansubiro osobodde okutegeera ebigambo.
Let me hope you've been able to understand those words.
obitegedde bulungi.
Have you understood them well?
Naye bwe tuddako Katonda emabega.
But when you go backwards,
mu kigambo kino operation,
in this word operation,
twongera okuzuula.
We move to discover.
Ebirabo bino ebigwa mu ofiisi ya Katonda Kitaffe.
These gifts fall in office of God the Father.
Definition y'okubiri ya operation egamba.
The second definition of operation says,
the method or practice by which actions are done. Engeri n'enkola.
The method or action.
Eyokuteeka mu nkola ebyo Mukama byakuwadde.
By which practices are done.
Kwegamba.
Now to say,
nti mukirabo kyo,
in your gift,
wotegera nkigwa mu office,
upon which you realize it falls in office,
kibera kiina n'enkola mukikolera.
It has a way of how it works.
Kiina enkola ezo.
It has those ways, methods.
Era nga zibera practical.
And they are practical, you can see them.
Mubulamu ozitambuliramu oba ozitambuliramu.
In your life you move by them.
Kubanga jukira ekirabo kiba connected ku bulamu.
Remember, the gift is connected on your life.
Ku mwoyo gwo.
On your spirits.
Kibera n'obulamu bwe kitambuliramu
obwo. It has a life it moves by.
Okugeza.
For example,
bw'okakasiza nga kiri mu ofiisi ya Katonda Kitaffe.
Upon which you prove it's in office of God the Father.
Baruumi esula eno ey'12.
In Romans chapter 12.
Babyogerako ebirabo ebyo bwe bati.
They speak of those gifts like this.
Katusome olunyiriri olw'omwenda.
Abaruumi esula ya 12 n'olunyiriri lwa 9.
Romans chapter 12 verse 9.
Okwagala kubeerenga kwa mazima. Mukyawenga obubi, mwegattenga n'obulungi.
Let love be without hypocrisy. Abhor to that which is evil. Cleave to that which is good.
Olunyiriri 10.
Verse 10.
Mukwagala kw'abooluganda, mwagalanenga mwekkana mwekka. Mukitiibwa buli muntu agulumizenga munne.
Be tender, loving one to another with brotherly love, in honor preferring one another.
Katudeyo ko katono ku lwomukaga.
Let's go back to the verse 6.
Abaruumi esula y'12 n'olunyiriri lwa 6.
Romans chapter 12 verse 6.
Era bwe tulina ebirabo ebitenkanankana ng'ekisa kye twaweebwa bwe kiri, oba bunnabbi, tubulirenga mu kigera eky'okukkiriza kwaffe.
Having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to the proportion of faith. Yes. The gift of prophecy, when it comes from office of God the Father, it's so much in seeking deep people deep in faith. It's not just to say that face the Lord. He can speak the prophecy of God and
join
the scripture very well and
they
sink you deep into that faith. Where do you fall? For what is this that? Office of God the Father gives gifts of prophecy. Ministry of God the Word. It also gives it. Unit of God the Holy Spirit. It also gives it. In the way of healing. Proclaiming of healing and things like that. How do you get to understand it? They attached codes on it. That in office of God the Father, the one who gives prophecy, give it in the proportion of faith. Faith comes from hearing and hearing the word of God.
And they see
their prophecy when they are being released.
It
comes upon it, scriptures and teachings evolved. How have you been moving? You know, I want to tell deacons and bishops, write down their gifts and the way they have been moving through them. I wanted to know where exactly they fall, office or ministry. I'm looking to the trends how you've been moving through them. I put in office or in ministry or in the units.
Big
one
who sent me to order those, he did give me a way of doing them. You think one who sent John the Baptist, baptized Christ Jesus, he did give him a sign when he will see it, you will know that that is the Son of God.
He said,
if you see
what,
upon which the Spirit descend on the
doubt,
and remain, you know, he's the Son of the Most High.
Amen.
You are gifted, have codes which follow them up. You can't fail me to
direct
you how you move in your gifts. I see you by the Spirit of God. Not trying to praise myself.
All
along I told you, honor your body, I know. Your gift is on your spirit.
And
your body contradicts your spirit.
Omubite kukoma kuwakanya moyo goweka.
Body never contradicts your spirit. Even your gift is contradicted.
Nechita vayo kukula.
And never come out to work. That has caused trouble on the servants of God on this earth.
Did
you say the
God
is praised? He sent us. He has sent me a prophet. I'm an apostle. I'm pastor.
He cannot
keep me in power. Why not lose power? Yet you do not know your gift. Where it was put. How have you helped? To be a vessel whom the master can use. And you act contentious.
I
order you by the Spirit of God. I know. If you want that gift or those gifts to work,
you
have to take away anything which contains the body, even its lusts. Lasting on the Spirit. Even lasts on the spiritual gifts and it puts out its fire. You see Pastor Saul. He's out saying, let me thank the Lord for the X.
Here
you say, you
ati Pastor,
Pastor, what is wrong with you?
Yet
the body lasted on the gift and it put its fire out. Now it operates straight in the body. Yet
it
still has the name of a pastor.
They remain
a name to be living, yet they are dead. They retain a name to be pastor, but the gift died. The body lasted over it and it put its fire out. You know, much fire can put out that little fire. And you know that a lake can destroy rivers? Yes. But the lake comes where the streams and rivers are. It takes away the entire place. The more
your
body is elevated with its lust, your gift is inside. It is sunk in there.
Wanji,
are we there? Your gift
in
the practicality of your life, how you move, it shows us where you fall. If your prophet, I understand this prophet, he moves most in faith. Prophecy and attach scriptures and establish you. And the faith come from hearing. And hearing the word,
that's
yes, the Lord.
Aha.
Let's see the verse 7.
Abaluumi esula ya 12 n'olunyirwa 7.
Romans chapter 12 verse 7.
Oba kuweleza tunyigirenga mukuweleza kwa fe. Oba igiriza anyigirenga mukuyigiriza kwe.
O ministry, let us wait on our ministry, ministering. O he that teaches on teaching. Yes.
Oribu abera n'ekirabe kicha ministering.
If one has a gift of ministering.
Bano ba accountant,
accountants
mu kanisa,
in the church. You've understood them. You see them very faithful in that. You see accountability they move by. In the little things they're faithful. Even in much you say.
Approach,
you see someone. They look at the tenth and they say, all this I count hand over to apostle.
Whether
those who have gifts of ministry, they move in the accountants, collecting the tithes and the offerings,
they
count them and they don't remove anything and they hand them over. Look to your own money, the way you count it there. And the gift of teacher in the office of God the Father, how it appears. It rarely struggles. Teaching is teaching. It doesn't divert. Right? Anytime you find them, whether they're washing, teaching. Soap cannot fish well. All your life you are like that. You are so official. You are so professional in everything you do. Teaching everywhere.
Now,
this table, it has to be in position like this. If you hold it, you hold on the corner. Don't hold. Your life is like that. Now that the teacher in the ministry, we shall see them. How are they appear? Your life, you have a gift of teaching. The spiritual gift of teaching. Fallen in office. Everything you do is professional. And it's official so much. Even teach people how they have to work. Just walking just careless, you say, stop, wait. How do they walk like that? Spitting, we walk scripture by scripture, line by line. Why do you just walk aimlessly like that?
That is
me when I look at you like that. This one falls here, this one here. Point you go there, you'll first write down. How will you help the men where we are going? We told you write for us. Pastor, how have you been moving? How did you get it? What we are told you about it?
Deacons
are going to come and deacons and bishops.
Even
somebody told him, walk like this. Why do you just walk like that?
You want to come and say,
stand on the camera. Your teacher, teach right there. He too is teaching now. He's always
just the
Bible. You think a teacher. All your entire life I see it.
And if you
live that life and position, you cannot stand. Someone said, me who is always on and off, where do I fall?
Okay, kati somoro munana.
Let's read the verse 8.
Abalumi esule 12 n'olinyirwa munana.
Romans chapter 12 verse 8.
Oba abulirira mukubulirira kwe agaba agabenga watali bukusa afuga afugenga nokunyikira asasira asasirenga nesanyu.
Oh, he that exhorts on exhortation, he that gives, let him do it in simplicity. He that rules with diligence, he that shows mercy with cheerfulness. Yes.
What do you exhorters?
They are those who are exhorters. Yeah, their life is to exhort. They break you and they instruct you. If you are stubborn, they beat you. Out of you, and you feel you're tired of them. And you came report to me,
Mutume.
Apostle. This man handles us very badly. You handle us well.
I don't know why it's beating us.
I will send you again to that person.
If
that's a gift of exhorters. Exhorters, counselors, and he cannot break and build. The work is failed on it.
But
God gave it to him and it works like that. Where you need to break, and you have to build again.
And
if he just breaks and ignores, then we know Satan has intervened in the gift. He has to break as he builds at the same time.
We instruct
and you don't break. He just does instructions. You see how your God sees your lives well. And he sees he gifts well where they can work.
You
see, he that gives. Romans chapter 12, verse 8.
Ntioba bulirira, mukubulirira kwe. Agaba, agabenga watali bukusa.
He that gives, let him do it in simplicity.
You see,
the gift of giving, they have it. The calling. Giving.
And the giving
is a gift.
Giving,
giving is a gift. The gift is what? What is the calling of a gift of giving?
Chichi? Caring?
We all. What is the calling of the gift of giving?
Ani?
A helper is also a gift. Giving. What is the difference
between giving and helping?
It's like a gift of helping. But the calling that the Nethinimites, what do they do? They do what?
Bayambi.
They are helpers.
I don't want to have
this one who has a gift of mercy.
Abalumi esula ya 12
sokoli ndeko bagala kubanya ekirabo chachi chechisa,
the gift of mercy.
Abalage ekisabo,
those who show mercy,
ba okuitwa kwabwe ebituita abasamaria abalungi,
the good Samaritan.
Aha.
That is their calling.
Yeah.
We have to study the things ahead there. You might have a calling you don't know much about it. Those who give, what are they in calling?
Provider. bagabirizi kali bagabirizi
they are providers But God is the one who is the chief in that. The chief provider.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So
all the gifts, they have their signs and codes which follow them. Move on, show where they fall. Where they fall. But in that process, everywhere we can track you very well. According to the word operation, to prove you fall in office of God the Father.
Third
definition of the word operation.
The act or process of operating.
The act.
Or
process of operating.
The execution of power.
Execution of power.
Physically.
Physically.
Mechanical. And moral.
In your usual life, we can see how you move within it. Though you hold machines, whether of camera, whether you are of the keyboards and the jitters, the rest, yes.
If you
just touch them, we can spot you and see where you fall. Though you are in your moral conduct, normal moral conduct, yes. It's possible to appear. Now that's why we order you. After I know your gift falls here, I begin to order you just as it is. It's in the office of God the Father.
Ordered
professional and official.
Divisions
that's why you go to put each in your division where you fall and order you just as those gifts are.
Wanji,
are we together?
Oguawa,
where do you fall? Anyone without a gift, I speak of the spiritual gift. You lift your hand like this. You've delayed long there. You must know it. You get prayer partners immediately.
Begin
the choir of God concerning your gifts and the callings.
For
God is not served with hands as if he's in need. First gives you his gifts, through which you'll best to serve him. I want to end here. But tomorrow, we shall see signs which follow.
Of codes,
of gifts. God, the word we know, the Son Jesus, that he gives. As we follow most, there are codes and signs. Then we see the Holy Spirit, the ones they gave. Yes.